Well, a warm welcome along to Sunday's Manchester United update, and we start off with the latest on the transfer front, and it could be a United striker who is heading to Italy to replace former United man Romelu Lukaku. Lukaku looks set to return to the Premier League with a £97 million move to Chelsea, believed to be close. And if that is the case, that leaves a huge hole, of course, for Inter Milan to fill up front. And the man who's being linked as the potential replacement for Lukaku at the San Siro is Anthony Martial, who spent 6 years, of course, at Old Trafford. And really, it looks like United could be happy to loan the Frenchman to Inter as long as the Serie A giants agree to include an option to buy at the end of the loan spell. It's not really gone according to plan, particularly under Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, for the Frenchman, scoring just 4 goals in 26 appearances. As I say, it looks like United would be willing to allow him to leave. Well, meanwhile, on the incoming side of things, both United and Chelsea said to be keen still on Declan Rice, but the England international looks set to sit it out at West Ham for another 12 months. There's been big speculation regarding Rice's future, but he did feature for the Hammers in their 2-0 win over Atalanta in Saturday's pre-season friendly. And in the absence of Mark Noble, it looks like he's going to captain West Ham for their opener against Newcastle next weekend. So at the moment, it looks no closer to a deal being done for Declan Rice. Well, finally for the Bulletin, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has offered an update on both Jadon Sancho and Raphael Varane and when they may be in action for the Reds. Neither of them featured in the 4-0 thumping of Everton in the pre-season friendly on Saturday. But Solskjaer said afterwards, of course, the medical with Raphael has to be done. He's isolating at the moment. He had to wait for visas as well, so unfortunately that took a few more days than expected. But we're going to follow the protocols and the rules, so it's took a few more days than we'd hoped for. As for Sancho, he says Jadon is in for Monday, and hopefully then he's in decent nick and can be involved. Hopefully we'll get both of them in with the group. That's important for us when you sign two players like that you can get them in. That's all for now. We'll have more later.